an elevation of five tefachim. Gidud means that the ground itself comes up five tefachim. Or mechitza, and on top of that you make a mechitza, a regular wall, of five tefachim high. So together it's ten tefachim high. Is Rav Chisdol's emes tarfim. It's not considered a mechitza of ten tefachim. Achihei oi kula begidud. Either all ten tefachim has to be an elevation of the ground. The ground or the platform has to be ten tefachim high. Oi kula bemechitza. Or else all ten tefachim has to be made out of the wall, out of the mechitza. But you can't have half of a wall and half of an elevation of ground. That's Rav Chisdol's chiddush. As Rashi says, Gidud chamisha, chotzer shakakisa gevoya chamisha tefachim. A chotzer that the ground is elevated five tefachim. V'yosifu aloisei goiva mechitzei. And on top of this elevation of five tefachim, you made another five tefachim of a mechitza. Is of Chisdol's aim at tarfin, it's not called Rishus Yochid on top. Fatimora meisvei have a kasha. Is aloch we had shtei chatzeris, zu lamala mezu. If you have two chotzers, one is more elevated than the other one. Now, velyoina gevoya minach tachtoina asara tefachim. The top chotzer is elevated mamish 10 tefachim higher than the lower chotzer. Oy sheyesh bo gidud chamisha, or else it's only elevated 5 tefachim higher. Abu mechitza chamisha, but you have on top of the elevation another mechitza 5 tefachim high. So now you have a mechitza of 10 tefachim in between these two chatzerim. Is alochom arvin shnayim. They bedavka have to make two separate eruv chatzeris. V'ein marvin echod. But they're not allowed to make one eruv together. Since there's a mechitza between them, and there's no pesach, there's no entrance from one to the other, you can't make one eruv. Davka have to make two separate eruvs. Eruv chatzeris. What about pochus mikan? Let's say it's less than 10 tefachim either together or each one. Is alochom arvin echod. Then, since there's no mechitza between them, and it's open completely one to the other, they bedavka have to make one eruv chatzeres together. V'yein marvin shnayim. They're not allowed to make two separate eruv chatzeres. Since there's no mechitza in between them, but they're open one to the other, therefore they bedavka have to make one eruv chatzeres together, because it's like one big chatzer. That's what the Braisa says. So the chur... Yes, Lachura, from this Braisa, there's nothing to kasha, no chizda. Here the Braisa says clearly that if you have a gidud, if the one chotzer is elevated five tefachim, and on top of that they made a mechitza five tefachim, it's considered a kaisel. It's considered two separate chatzerim that they cannot make one eruv together. They would have to make two separate eruvs. Aye, according to Rav Chizda, it's not mitzarev together. And for the Gemara, Omar Rav, or else some Jews says Omar Rava, Moida Rav Chizda B'tachtoina. Rav Chizda is Moida that Nageh to the bottom Chotzer, it is considered a wall here. Hoyo B'roya Pnei Asora. Since the bottom one, the Tachtoina, sees 10 Tfochen. So for the bottom one, it has a Mechitza Nageh to the top one. Since the bottom one cannot make one Erev with the top one. For the Gemara Yochi, if so, Tachtoina Teorav Shnayim. Taka true. The bottom chotzer, they have to like make two separate eruv chatzeres, means they have to make only their own eruv chatzeres. V'loy ta'arav achad, but they cannot make one eruv with the top chotzer, because nogei to them, the top chotzer has a mechitza, it's separated between them and the top chotzer, and there's no pesach there. They can't make one eruv, they cannot make one eruv with them. But the top chotzer, loy ta'arav l'chur tzakasha, they cannot make an eruv. Loy echad, they can't make one eruv with the bottom one, because the bottom chotzer has a mechitza, they can't get up to the top chotzer. But who adin v'loy shnayim? They're not allowed to make their own eruv chatzeris, because according to Rav Chisda, the top chotzer does not have a mechitza between it and the bottom one. So negay to the top chotzer, its porous is open completely to the bottom chotzer, so they can't make their own eruv by themselves because it's open completely to the other chotzer. And to make one Erev with the bottom one, they can't, because the bottom one has a mechitza between them. So the Churetz Vaitis Shver, this Braisa, according to Rav Chisda. According to Rav Chisda, the top one has no Eitza. The top one can't make one, or can't make two Erevs. And for the Gemara, Omar Rava Bar Ula. Rava Bar Ula gives a teretz. According to Rav Chisda, you're going to have to say, and it came to here, Kegoin Shehoiso El Yoina Migoy Fethes. Ad Eseramas. I tell you that the top chotzer had really on the sides two mechitzes. He's on the fourth wall, the wall that the two chatzem are open one to the other, there are mechitzes on the mechitzes, or regular mechitzes, 10 tefachim high, on top of the big chatzem. Just there's an opening there up until 10 amos. It's like a Pesach. There's a Pesach between the top and the bottom one, 10 amos wide. But more than that, there are real mechitzes on the top one. Therefore, the top one, if it wants to, it can make it its own Erev Chatzeres with itself. Because the Maaser does have a mechitza between the top one and the bottom chatzim. Not the five, the mechitza five tzvachim high and the gidud. That doesn't count according to Reb Chisdim. But besides that, on the sides of the ten amis, on both sides of the ten amis, there are real mechitzas on the fourth side. So that gives the top one its own mechitza, and it can make its own Erev Chatzeres. For the Gemara Rehochi, if that's the Kimta now, then on the top chotzer, the mamash have a real mechitza there. Just as a Pesach of 10 amis, that's all. Yochi, aim a sefer. What does a sefer say? Pochos mikan. Let's say the mechitza on top is less than 5 tfachim. In other words, you don't have a mechitza of 10 tfachim. Ay, is then marvin echad. They vidavka have to make one eruv together. V'yein marvin shnayim. They're not allowed to make two separate eruvah chateres. Why? Because since there's no mechitza between the two of them, it's considered like one big chotzer, they can only make one eruvah chateres and not two of them. Now the kasher is, if you're telling me now the kimter is that on the top chotzer, achutz, except besides this mechitza of the gidud and the mechitza, which here is less than 10 tzvachim, the top one has mamish its own mechitza, then on the two sides there are real good mechitza 10 tzvachim high. There's just an opening of 10 amis, which is called a Pesach. The chur should have the choice. Since there are mechitzas between the two chaserim, they should have the choice. If they want to, they can make one eruv. If they want to, they can make two erivs. So why does it say they bedavka have to make one eruv together? No, there's a mechitza there. So chur, this will be a rayi. We're not talking about where there are real mechitzas on the top chaser. So then the mishnah, this brisa, will be a kasher no chizda. If the gemara omar rabba brei derava. Rabbi Brei Derava is a teretz kigoyin shenifritzo hatachtoina b'malua le'alyoina. We're talking about here that the bottom chotzer is not only that it's lower, but it's also narrower. It's not so wide. So the whole width of the bottom chotzer is only 10 amos. So it's open completely to the top chotzer. So therefore, since it's open completely to the top chotzer, the bottom chotzer lemaisa has no mechitz at all between it and the top one. Therefore, the bottom chotzer, if the gidud and the mechitz is not 10 tefachim high, the bottom one has no mechitz dividing the two chatzerim. Therefore, the bottom chotzer badavka has to make one eruv with the top chotzer. That's why the brisa says they have to make one eruv together. For the Gemara Yochi, if that's the case, that the bottom one is open completely to the top one, but the top one is much wider, and the width on both sides that's wider has mechitzes. So the top one really has a shein mechitza between it and the bottom one. Just the bottom one doesn't have a mechitza between it and the top one, because the bottom one is narrower. So its whole fourth side is open completely to the top mechitza. The top mechitza is taka much more wider, and the wider it is, it has its mechitzas on the extra width. So therefore, in regard to the top one, there are mechitzas there. For the Gemara Yehochi, that's the case. Tach doina chat oriv terei loy toriv. True. The bottom one that's open completely to the top one, and there's no mechitza between the two of them, but Davka has to make one eruv chatzeres and cannot make, is not allowed to make two. Of Elyoina, but this top chotzer, the chura, since the top one is much wider, and the part that's wider has mechitzas there, so it's called the has a mechitza between the top one and the bottom one, Iboy Trey Torif, Iboy Chat Torif. The chura, the top chotzer should have a choice. If they want to, they could make one eruv because there is a Pesach between both of them. But if they want to, they should be allowed to make their own separate eruv because the Maaser, they have a mechitza dividing the top one and the bottom one. The top one is the fact that's wider, the wider part has a mechitza there. So on the fourth wall, there is a mechitza there. So the chura, that should make them have the right to make their own eruv if they want to. And if the Gemara Enoch Naim, it's not true, they could do that. That the Braisa says, Pochos Mikan, if the Gidud and the Mechitza is less than 10 Tvachim, Marvin Echad, they bedavka have to make one Erev together, Vein Marvin Shnaim, they cannot make two separate Erevs, Atayah Tachtoino, that's only going on the bottom Chotzer. the bottom chotzer, since it's open completely to the top chotzer, it can only make one Erev and not two Erevs. The top chotzer, since it has gifufim, it's wider, it has its mechitzis, if it wants to, it can make its own separate Erev. And if it would make its own separate Erev, then the bottom chotzer would be finished. They're not allowed to make their own Erev, because they're open completely to the top one. So the top one would ask on the bottom one. So in such a case, only the top chotzer would be allowed to carry out from its house to its chotzer, but the bottom one would be yosef. So the Gemara now, what's the maskana, what's the loch here? If Rabbi Chizkiah is chiddish, do we say that the gidud and the mechitzis and starf or not? So the Gemara, dorash Mirema used to darash in Barabin, that gidud chamisha, in case the ground was elevated 5 tefachim, or mechitza chamisha, and on top of that you put a mechitza only 5 tefachim high, is the loch from its starfin. It's mitzarif together, it's called a mechitza, that both on top and on bottom is considered like there are mechitzas here, and on top of this platform it's called the Rishus HaYochid. So the Gemara Ashkechei Ravina L'Rav Acha B'rei D'Rova. His Ravina met up with Rav Acha B'rei D'Rova. Omalei, he asked him, Toni Mar Midi B'mechitza, did you learn any new chedushim Nogeya to Hilchas Mechitza? Omalei Loi, he answered back, no, I didn't learn any new halachas about Hilchas Mechitza. The Hilchasa though, but the Maskona, what's the Locha, that Gidud Chamisha, if you have an elevation of 5 tefachim, or Mechitza Chamisha, and on top of that you have a Mechitza 5 tefachim, it is a Locha Mitztarfim. Together they're Mitztarf, and it's not considered one Mechitza. So the Gemara, Boyi Ravoishu, Ravoishu declared the Charlotte now. What about Diurin Haboyim B'Shabbos? If you have Diurin, people that come in to live into your Chatzar on Shabbos, Mal Shayasaru. Do they ask for you on Shabbos or not? So Rashi learns, Diurin Haboyim B'Shabbos Kogoyim Koysel Shebein Shtei Chatzeres. Before Shabbos, there was a wall separating two different Chatzerim. Now, Shanofo B'Shabbos, in the middle of Shabbos, this wall caved in. Ta'ainu Diureho Hashtok Yadodi. Now that the wall caved down, both Chatzers have a right to go into one or the other, considered like each one is living in the other one. And since they did not make an Eruv Chatzeres together, the Chura, if you look at it right now, it should be us to carry out from the house into the Chatzer. What's the Locha? Mar Shayasas of Trashi Zel Zer. There's one Aser on the other one now in the middle of Shabbos. And for the Gemara, Omer Rav Chizkiah said, Toshima, come, I'll bring you Raya. Our Mishnah says, we had before, Chatzer Gedoylo Shenifrato L'Ktana, a big Chatzer that broke open to the small Chatzer. So the Havamin reads that this happened in the middle of Shabbos. And the Mishnah says, HaGadoylo Muteres, the big Chatzer is still allowed to carry out from its house into the Chatzer, since it has Gifufim and has the extra width. It's considered it has 4 mechitzes. V'yaktana asura. But the smaller Chatzer, since its whole width was open completely to the big Chatzer, so that's also its nifritzah b'mluya l'mokam asura lo, but it's also zel zir. Mifnei shi kepischa shagder lo. Because the small one is open completely like a Pesach to the big one. And the Havamina reads that this happened on Shabbos. So you see, even though at the beginning of Shabbos it was mutter to carry, each one had their own Eruv Chaseris, but now in the middle of Shabbos that it broke down, it's also for the small one. Now if the Gemara knows there's no Raya, Omar Rabba Eima Miba'oid Yoim Nifritza. The Mishnah there is talking about that the wall caved down from before Shabbos. So at the beginning of Shabbos there was never a heter for the small Chatzah to carry out from its house into the Chatzah, because it was always porous the Mluya L'Mokam Asurula. Omalei Abayi answered back, Loi Taima Mar Eima. Don't say maybe, Elavadai Miboy Yom Nifritza. But you have to answer back, Vadai, that was the Emes. The Emes was that Mishnah, the Pshat is, that Ataka caved in from before Shabbos. Why? To Amar Hu the Omar. Because you yourself said over, that Boi Yimineim Rav Huna. The Yester Shalaf from Rav Huna. Uboyim neim Rabbi Yehuda, and the Esther Shalach from Rabbi Yehuda. Erev derech haPesach. If two chatzerim had a Pesach between the two of them that made an Eruv chatzeres together, so they're allowed to carry from one chatzer to the other chatzer. V'nistam haPesach, and in the middle of Shabbos, that Pesach, that doorway got clogged up, and now you can't go through. So the chura, since they can't get through, the chura of the Erev should be bottled. What about Erev derech alone? They made an Eruv chatzeres. And where was the opening from one chotzer to another chotzer? There was a window there. A window, dalat tefachim, dalat tefachim, that they can carry through. That's called as a pesach there. And that's enough. They're allowed to make an Erev together across. One Erev together. The nistam achloin. And in the middle of Shabbos, the window that got clogged up, that now the Erev should be bottled. In Mahu, What's the halacha? Do we say now the erev is butl or not? They're not allowed to carry out. No, still they're allowed to carry out. For Yomalin, you answered back that Shabbos, Kivun, Shehutra, Hutra. Since at the beginning of Shabbos, the erev was chal. You were allowed to carry out from your house to the chotzer to the next chotzer. The heftah still remains the whole Shabbos. Since the only thing that's missing now was the Pesach, the heftah still remains the whole Shabbos. So you see, we say it's for by Hilchas Erevin, Kivun, Shehutra, Hutra. So the Gemara Itamar, we also learned like this, that Kaisol Shebein Shtei Chatzer Shenofel, if you had a wall between two different Chatzerim that fell down in the middle of Shabbos, Rav Omer, Rav says, Ein Metalklam Boi Ela B'dal Adamas. Rav says, now that the wall fell down, the air of his bottle, they asked the Zel Zeb, and you're not allowed to carry more than Dal Adamas. It's like a caramelist now. Shmuel says, no, Zeb Metalklam Ad Ika Mechit.